What did you think of Nick Pétain's game tonight?
Oh, it was good. He, capable of making some plays. That the power play, just it's good to see a little bit of the confidence to take that into the hole, you know, and not keep looking for Scheif or Blake, which is what young players will do. What I really like about his game, not just tonight, but in all three of them, he's eliminated the plays that he was trying to make early in the year that are really high risk, kind of low payoff plays. Showed some good quickness. I think as he continues to develop, there are still, you know, four or five plays that he's capable of making. So I like the decision on what he tried to do, but there was something else he could have done with the puck that I think as he gets some experience, and that will be the telling factor. Can he make all those plays? Because he's capable of it. I liked his game. I was happy with it.
With a player like him who's been high in talent his entire life, do you need to see him? Is the only way you can really see what he can do is to put him with guys like that, like you did tonight?
So there'll be two levels of offense on your team. If it's a Ehlers, Scheifele, and Wheeler is your elite level of offense on your team, there's going to be another line there that'll have some offensive ability, may just not quite be at that level. That's where he's got to work himself into to get the chance, to get a little power play time. And then where he develops after that, who knows. But so you can't take all of these young players and say, well, for them to eventually be good, they've got to play with Scheifele and Wheeler. It can't work like that, right? So he's got to do exactly what he's done. He's used his time in the American League well, and he made improvements on the most important thing that he needed to do, is that quickness. And then the decision-making, he almost let them be more riskier as they get older. Once they get the basics down of what they need to do with the puck, the reads of high traffic areas and things like that, but then to truly excel, to get to the elite level, they're going to have to play with the high-end guys.
So many guys coming in and out in your lineup changing. How difficult is it with not only the young guys, but guys having not played with each other? How difficult is it to keep them to a system the way you were able to tonight?
Well, that part's not without the puck. I mean, we've had some neutral zone problems because of some difference in systems. But without the puck, it shouldn't be that difficult. It's what they can get away with in the American League, they can't get away with here. So getting them to recognize the speed of the game and how quick you got to make those decisions, that's where we see a bit of a lag at times. But the young guys that have come up have brought some good speed, good energy.
Paul, how much stock do you put in a win like that, given the time of year and maybe the lack of pressure and the team you're playing?
They got nine guys out of their lineup. I mean, we've got some guys beat up too. They've got nine guys out of their lineup, and they've just come off back-to-back shutouts. So we're not seeing the highest energy. Put quite a bit more stock in how we play Thursday and how we played against Anaheim and how we played against Chicago, because they're going to we created a lot of loose pucks by turnovers on their back end. You're just not going to see any of them. And it's so it'll put a little bit more value on the teams that are rolling. I said it this morning. Like, every team brings a set of circumstances to the rink. You know, we've got some guys out. We know where we are in the standings. So we had to do certain things to be a good hockey team tonight. We did those. We were good. To say that if we just play our game, it should like look like that every night, that's not realistic. We didn't. They've got half a hockey team out, and some pretty good, like the meat of their team, other than the Sedins, is out of their lineup, and you saw that.